It's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The itsy bitsy spider went up the waterspout and ended up all the way in the Texas Supreme Court building. Gather around, kids, for a tale involving a woodsy cabin at a Fredericksburg bed and breakfast, a venomous brown recluse, a bite, and this question: whether the owner of the property had a duty to warn of that itsy bitsy spider. Oh, what a tangled web we have here. To help us untangle it a bit, Tiffany Lashmet. She is an attorney and extension specialist with Texas A&M, podcaster and author of the Texas Agriculture Law Blog. Tiffany, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the basic facts here. First, Homer Hillis owns a property out in the Hill Country that has a cabin on it. And this was leased to one Henry McCall, as I understand it.
That's right.
Now, what did Homer Hillis fail to do, according to Henry McCall?
So Mr. McCall, actually, there were a couple of different cabins on the property. Mr. Mm-hmm. McCall went over to the cabin he did not live in to open it up for guests coming that weekend. When he did that, he reached into a cabinet under a sink and was bit by this brown recluse spider. And his legal allegation was that Mr. Hillis failed to warn him of the spider that he knew or should have known about.
Okay. Now, did Homer Hillis indeed know that there were brown recluse spiders in that cabin?
There was no knowledge of brown recluse spiders in the cabin or even specifically on the property. He did say that he knew they could exist in the Hill Country.
Well, what about Henry McCall? Surely he must know that out in the woods in Texas, you're going to come across some of these brown recluses.
Well, and this was a big issue in the case. And one thing there that you're pointing out is spot on. He could have known about or even seen the spider that day just as easy as Mr. Hillis could have. So in other words, it wasn't like a hidden condition that he needed to be warned about.
Well, let's talk about some of the general principles here before we get to the actual finding. When we invite someone onto our property, I think a lot of us know that there is a general duty to warn of known conditions that could be dangerous. Like, say, I don't know, watch out for that pothole in the backyard, that kind of thing, right?
That's right. Yes. And it's a little more nuanced than that, just because depending on if you have an invitee or a licensee on the property. Mm-hmm. But in general, your statement's right. If you know of a dangerous condition that may be hidden, you've got a duty to warn people about that.
All right. So let's say then some wild hog roams onto our property. Now, we in Texas know that these wild hogs are out there. What about that wild hog and the duty to warn that there might be wild hogs in the area?
Sure. Now, there's a little twist when we talk about that duty to warn, and that's a doctrine that says when you're dealing with wild animals like hogs, snakes, spiders, you do not have a duty to warn someone of those animals, subject to three pretty narrow exceptions. If you brought the wild animal in from somewhere else to the property, you can be liable. That doesn't happen very often. Second exception is if you have reduced that animal to your control. So I guess if you had a pet feral hog, we could have the situation. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the third exception is the one that was at issue in this case. And that is if the animal is in an artificial structure, should the owner known or should have known about that spider? And was it a hidden danger from the other person?
Was it a hidden danger from the other person? Which brings us back to what the lessee in this case, Homer Hills, knew or should have known, I guess.
That's right. What the landowner knew or should have known was the question. And then the other question is, was this a latent or hidden dangerous condition?
I see. All right. So how did the Texas Supreme Court ultimately come down here?
So the Texas Supreme Court in this case came down on the side of the landowner. They basically said, listen, it was a wild animal. Even though it was in an artificial structure, there's no evidence, number one, that the landowner knew about the spider or really should have known. And since it wasn't something that was hidden, right, it was not something that the injured party could have seen himself, then there was just no duty that was owed or breached in this case.
Wow. Well, that I would think that this was quite a victory for people who own or lease property to others, right? This kind of lessens the duty, or am I reading that wrong?
I'm not sure that it lessens the duty, but I think that it's a good example of how this duty is applied. And we didn't have that many cases involving artificial structures and wild animals. So I think that it just sort of expanded on our understanding of that duty.
As a result of this ruling, how can owners protect themselves?
You know, there are a number of things that owners can do. I think the most important thing is that every landowner needs to make sure that they have liability insurance that covers every activity going on the property.
Tiffany Lashmet is an attorney extension specialist, podcaster, and author of the Texas Agriculture Law Blog. Thank you so much for getting us to the moral of this story, Tiffany.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.